Blog Talk Radio. All right, I am audible. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing well. If you can hear me, you can send me some thumbs up in a text or in chat, but I think that you can hear me pretty well. I am grateful. I am excited. Hopefully that sounds a little bit better. All righty. Happy Monday. Happy Moon Day. Happy day of reflection and love and joy. I like Mondays. Mondays are beautiful. When I was a child, I used to kind of dread them because I liked the weekend. But as I've gotten older, I definitely, you know, love Monday because Monday is Moon Day, and Moon Day represents reflection. You know, pondering on past things and all kinds of other little goodies, but it's very, very, it's a beautiful, powerful day. So today is the 9th of August, 2021. Welcome to episode 70 of the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I am honored to be your host, Queen Amina. And, you know, this show exists so that we can provide you with information and knowledge and enlightenment that you would not likely receive from any mainstream media outlet, any news outlet, and even very few celebrities and entertainers and people in the spotlight are delivering this type of information. So, you know, I always give everybody a couple of minutes to kind of come in here and get it in. Oh, how the world is spinning these days. So many interesting things are happening. I'm going to do my best to cover as much as I can in a short amount of time. You know, feel free to invite friends and other guests to come on because this show is not a game, a joke, or a drill. You may want to get a pen and a paper. It's really okay. Just come on in. I think I see Sister Dawnie in here. Hey, Dawn, love. And, you know, everybody else, people are continuing to come in. But Dawnie is one of my special friends, so I always remember her number. okay, so as I said or stated in the episode edit, I said, peace and blessings, family. Welcome to episode 70 of Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. Off the bat, how are you looking with regard to preparedness? Honey, preparedness is really important. Are you ready if there's a power outage that lasts at least 30 days or over? Do you have fresh water, batteries, lights, candles, non-perishable foods, blankets, or sleeping bags, and access to bathing and using the bathroom without proper functioning plumbing? Are you ready? Are you ready? I know some of us are, but a lot of us are not. So we're going to go down the rabbit hole with that a little bit tonight. I'm also going to be discussing survival. Survival is, hey, all right now. And let me mute the phone. But people, definitely you can text me as much as you want to, especially if you have any questions. It's not a problem. Yes, so survival. Survival, y'all. Survival. Survival is deep. And some of y'all, your brains might be flashing to the Destiny's Child video. Honey, it's deeper than that, okay? I need you to know that we do have some preparing that we need to do because a lot of things are going on and they're not really talking about it, so we'll go into that. I'm also going to continue to discuss our incoming planetary system, also known as Nibiru or the Nebheru or the Destroyer or the Planet of the Crossing or Wormwood or Marduk, whatever name exists for it, is coming. And this has a lot to do with why we're experiencing warming across the planet, which they've deemed climate change and or global warming, but it's not because of our car emissions. I'm not saying that we didn't do or help to make it worse. We probably did. But if you've got a planet almost the size of Jupiter with moons and satellites and comets coming this way, that's going to add a little heat to the problem. And so I'm going to talk about that. we also have to realize that we've got new forest fires that happened in the past week. You know, we still have fires blazing in California, but now, of course, we have Turkey and Greece. Really? Turkey and Greece? Honey, something ain't right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to pay attention to what's going on, okay? And I will definitely be discussing more information on the plandemic and how the plan is a hot mess, because now people are awakening to the madness. And with regard to the tenderoni shot and the super spreaders, they've made a small mess into a big mess, okay? So, again, I keep talking about boost your immune system and get your sunshine, maintain positive thoughts, meditate, love, all these types of things, because these animals are out of control. And, yeah, I call them animals. Because all this was in the plan, all this dysfunction and death and sickness and mayhem and homelessness and craziness. And while I mentioned homelessness, yes, there's a surge in homelessness and homeless camps springing up all across the United States, especially in the western cities where, you know, it's much warmer for a longer period of time. And this, too, is not being televised. You know, so I always talk about, you know, you got to check behind the veil, y'all. There's a big veil, okay? You got to check behind the veil. And these days, the time for that veil to be lifted is now. It's now. Not, you know, it's now or never. It's now. Excuse me. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. Bienvenidos. Bienvenue. Welcome, everyone, to the show. And I'm about to get it started. Last week's broadcast, I decided to take a leap of faith and jump out there and discuss the coming of the Nibiru planetary system. I'm not going to harp on this too much this week, but I'm going to touch on it a little bit every week because it's getting closer and closer every week. And again, not being televised, you know. They're using chemtrails to cover it up. You know, we've got all these fake clouds in the sky. We have a sun simulator. You can look that up when you have an opportunity. Like I always say, you ain't got to believe a daggone thing I say. Look it up. Please look it up. We have a sun simulator. We're not really getting a real sun because of what's happening with the Nibiru planetary system and how the powers that be seem to feel, or powers that want to be, that people can't handle the truth. It takes you back to that scene in A Few Good Men with, you know, what's his name? Crazy Jack Nicholson saying, well, you can't handle the truth. Yeah, we can. Now, whoever can't handle the truth at this point, you might need to be on medication, because the truth will set you free. The truth shall set you free. The truth is important. The truth is relevant. The truth is now. So all this other banter and fear-mongering that they're doing in the news with other things, which I'm going to touch on a bit later, is really just propaganda. A lot of it is propaganda, because you got people who are letting other people know, who work in certain jurisdictions and hospitals and states and cities, that are like, our hospital ain't full. Ain't nobody busting at the seams. We're not overwhelmed. And the people who may be overwhelmed may be new because they don't know what they're doing. But a lot of my people in the game already are like, we ain't seeing no surge. We don't have anybody out of control, blah, 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 blah. You know, and again, I keep saying if they continue to utilize the PCR test, which is inherently flawed and was never, ever created to diagnose disease in the body, you're going to have false positives anyway, okay? I get phone calls. I get information. I speak to people throughout the week. I had spoken to someone who was diagnosed with COVID earlier this week, and last week, excuse me, and they sounded really good. I just continued to talk to them about some other herbs that they could take. I hadn't even had the ivermectin conversation because ivermectin is now number one in curing, C-U-R-I-N-G, healing, getting rid of the tenderoni, getting rid of COVID-19, getting rid of coronavirus, okay? And you had a very big group of physicians, probably paid by the government, who were against it. Now, this is a little strange to me, because if you know how to cure it, then cure it, okay? But, you know, this is America. This is a very fascist society, as well as the European Union and Britain as well. So when we're talking about money, there's always more money in trying to find a cure than in curing people. Again, we talk about how many millions of people die from cancer every year. Do we have a cancer pandemic? Are people freaking out about that? Are we doing everything possible so that we don't have cancer, even though it's not a contagious type of ailment? But are we really doing everything that we can to help people not get cancer? No. How about the people who already have cancer? Are we curing them in the AMA, a.k.a. the American Medical Association, if you don't know? No, we are not curing a damn soul from cancer. We're not curing. We're cutting out and hoping for the best. We're radiating. We're chemotherapying and making people sick and helping people die faster in some cases. But that's not a pandemic. Okay, and the flu, which I talked about before, which could kill up to 2.5 million people a year. Are we at all dealing with that? No. And then what happened to all the flu cases that we have always had? Oh, they just disappeared. They didn't disappear. They're being mislabeled and treated as COVID because that's the hottest new thing that we have to play with. Like, this is a hot mess. It's absolutely ridiculous. So if I go back, sorry, because I get a little, you know, excited. In promising to get down to the basics with regard to Nibiru, yeah, that sucker is coming in, moving fast, gaining speed every day. And you have more and more sightings of it, okay? More and more and more sightings of it, as well as more and more climactic events happening here, as well as earthquakes and other storms that are more intense now because of this bad boy on its way. Some say touchdown is somewhere around March 2022. I'm not excited about that because that's the month of my birthday. But at the same time, I also know I was born for serious purposes and for great reason. And lately, even in my own visions, I've been seeing my numbers. I've been seeing my birthday. I've been seeing the duality of numbers or even the triplicate of numbers like 222, 333, 111, all these types of things. I mean, 333. Those are signs to individuals. If you are seeing multiples of numbers, like if you're seeing master numbers like 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, etc., if you're seeing triplicates of 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, all these types of things, if you keep catching it, whether it's in the time or it's on someone's license plate or it's a lottery number or wherever you're seeing these numbers, if you keep running into them, it means that you too are being beckoned to be awakened. Because those are master numbers. And I covered this a while ago about myself. I'm a triple master. I have my numbers come out to 33, which makes a lot of astrologers excited, and some of them have even been brought to tears in reading my birth chart in terms of what it is that I'm supposed to do to bring forth to the planet to bless humanity and to, of course, ensure the evolutionary experience of my own soul. So this Nibiru situation is deep because, you know, I've been studying it for decades, and I continue to get my mind blown. And as it approaches, I'm able to tap into different individuals and sources that are covering it as well. And so that's really powerful. And if you even just put Nibiru in Instagram, or you can just put in a search and you'll see different individuals who have been covering the incoming planetary system of Nibiru, N-I-B-I-R-U, Nibiru, okay? It's big, all right? Some say that it's a little smaller than Jupiter. It's about four times the size of Earth, so it's chunky, all right? And it's moving, and it looks like it's winged in certain areas. Certain people are also reporting, like, two suns. They're seeing a sun in one part of the horizon, like, say, the sun is setting and it's in the west, but then in the south or the north, there's another glow. And they're like, how is this possible? So Nibiru is accompanied by many moons and comets, and it's a hot mess when it comes through, real talk. And so we're going to experience these things. And this is where the preparedness part of my presentation comes in, because it has so much force that, yes, it can create coronal mass ejections, CMEs, which can cause blackouts on Earth, okay? We are only the third rock from the sun. Remember that television show? Yeah, that's Earth. We are the third planet from the sun. It's the sun, Mercury, Venus, and then drum roll, Earth. We're not way out in the solar system. The outer planets are Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Neptune and Pluto. Inner planets, honey. All we have is Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Okay, after that, you have the asteroid belt, quote, or the Van Allen belt, and then you have Jupiter and friends. So we are not sure as of yet where the planet is going to come into the solar system, meaning she's already kind of here, but she's got to go through a couple of planets, and we don't know if she's going to go through Mercury and Venus, or is she going to go through Venus and Earth, all right, or is she going to go through Earth and Mars? We're not entirely sure. NASA may have a better trajectory, and yeah, NASA knows all about this bad boy. NASA calls it Planet X, but they know what it is, all right? We have telescopes that were deliberately built and installed to track this bad boy. I said this last week. The observatory at the South Pole was deliberately constructed to take a look at Nibiru coming in, because it comes in from the south. It comes in from the back of the sun and the south, as far as where our planetary juxtaposition lies, okay? So we have north, south, east, and west, you know, da-da-da. So the southern half or southern hemisphere is more likely to get greater visuals of it than the northern. All right, so that's number one. But as the days increase and it keeps coming, we will all begin to see it, because now people in Arizona can see it. South America had been seeing it. You know, Argentina, Tierra del Fuego, they had been seeing it and having the ability to see it. As I mentioned, I saw it in 2012 in Arizona driving across country. All right, I had it. I took a picture of it. It's real. So I'm saying this so that we won't panic, but we will begin to think and we will prepare ourselves. And so this is why I really need you to understand how important it is to prepare. And I'm not just talking about getting two cases of water and some toilet paper. Y'all got to cut that out, okay? I don't know where y'all getting this little flim-flammy preparedness situation from. Y'all got to cut that out. Being prepared means that you can sustain yourself with food, water, light, and whatever else you need. Of course, I think I said food. Hi. For a long time, at least 30 days or more. It's very, very, very important, okay? So how do I say this? It's like, yeah, they used to say when preparation meets opportunity, you have luck, right? I know that preparedness is everything. All right, I was a Girl Scout dropout, but my father was the king of preparedness. And, you know, we had a boat, we had a small yacht. So when we would go out on the boat for weeks at a time, we had to be prepared. Now, yes, we could pick up things along the way. But before we pulled out of that dock slip, we had perishable food, lots of water and beverages. We had vitamins and supplements. We had lots of blankets and linens. We had all kind of stuff, plus a hoopla of life jackets. But we had a whole lot of stuff to make sure that we would be sustained and safe for our journey. And God forbid we got stuck somewhere, we would be all right. Okay, and this is regarding a small yacht on the ocean or in the bay or on the coast. But, you know, and we did have opportunities, well, not opportunities, happenstances, when we ran aground and we were stuck. But we weren't in dire straits because we always had extra supplies. We always had extra batteries, flashlights, big flash floodlights, those big ones with the handles. You know, we had everything. So we really weren't afraid, and we didn't really want for anything. This is what I want us to get to, okay? So what I've been doing is I have been paying attention, as well as listening to and watching various podcasts, especially the podcast on Instagram by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. Okay, Jewel as in Jewel, Pookrum, P-O-O-K-R-U-M. She's amazing. I've talked about her before because she's a surgeon, she's a physician, she's a metaphysicist, she's a melanin specialist. She's all these wonderful things, excuse me. But lately, because she has friends in high places, she has decided to divulge certain events that could possibly be occurring that would affect us in a great way. So according to her and some of her sources, we're going to experience some type of event, either radioactive, okay, or even a coronal mass ejection, we're not sure, around the middle of this month. So she's been urging the family to be prepared and get prepared. If you have an opportunity, please go to her Instagram or her Facebook page, okay, Dr. Jewel Pookrum. She even has her own university, Dr. Jewel University. She does webinars. She does master classes. She's a highly, highly intellectual, very gifted, beautiful, melanated woman who's been in the trenches for decades. She even has awesome YouTube videos on healing and dis-ease in the body and how the compromisation of the mucous membrane is the cause of every disease in the body, all kind of stuff. She's just absolutely amazing. So lately I've been watching her videos because she's been going in on this preparedness issue, and that's something maybe happening in the next few days that could really affect us to the point where it can knock our power out, or we won't have cell phone service, we won't be able to make calls, all these different types of things. And so I was like, oh, okay, that sounds real serious. And again, I'd rather be prepared than unprepared. If nothing happens, hallelujah. But if it does, let's be ready. I have already instructed and spoke with Hubbylish to make sure we have extra water, we got non-perishable foods, we stocking up on some oodles and noodles and different things like that. You know, we have a charcoal grill. I have a gas heater outside, but I also just bought a fire pit. You know, so if we need fire, we'll have it. Okay, we got extra charcoal. We got lots of lighters and matches and candles and all these types of things. I always hold candles anyway because I'm a candle person, but just making sure that we have these things on deck, because if the power goes out, everybody, hello, if the power goes out for 30 days, what you fitting to do for real? I'm not talking about panic and mayhem and running around like a chicken with no head. I'm talking about being responsible, hunkering down, and making sure that you're safe and that you're prepared. So Dr. Jewel has also created a new book called Ready and Able, the Ready and Able Manual. I bought mine. I think you need to buy yours. It's only $19.95, y'all. Y'all got $20. Don't play with me. So if you can, get this PDF. It's a PDF. It's not a hard copy book. It's not in hardcover or, you know, it's not pages. It's in digital form, but you can download it to your Google Docs, your different drives, your Dropboxes, files, whatever you have in your phone. You can download it there or you can download it onto your computer, okay? But it's very informative. And I'm not about to bootleg it because I need the queen to make sure she gets her money. And she put her work in, as she always does. So what I will do is direct the family to please go to her Instagram page and follow the directions on how you can get your Ready and Able manual, especially if you live in the inner city, because this is about how do you go to the bathroom. If you live on the 16th floor like I used to, okay, 16th floor, elevator not working, hi, plumbing is down because plumbing also these days with the hydraulics of plumbing requires electricity. If there is no electricity, what are you going to do when your toilet starts to back up? Where will you go to the bathroom? How will you relieve yourself? How do you plan to keep your food cold if that's what you're planning on doing? How will you eat? What will you eat? Do you have neighbors that you can get together with and do things together? Maybe somebody's got a grill with charcoal that you can't use on a terrace, but you can use it outside. Maybe y'all need to do some barbecuing in front of or in back of the building so you can make sure that you all are eating, if that's the case. How will you at least be able to boil some water? So you can make some oodles and noodles or heat up some soup or make some rice or something or oatmeal for yourself. Okay? If not, I suggest you buy some Cheerios and you get some popcorn that's already popped. You get some nuts, maybe some dried fruits and things like that so you have something to eat and sustain yourself with until this gets rectified. Are you even prepared to help the elderly in your building or the shut-in in your building, people who may be physically challenged and not be able to run up and down the stairs and do things? Can you help your neighbor? That time is upon us. And if it pops off, don't say anybody say nothing to you because I'm saying it. And whoever is within the sound of my voice, I'm urging you to begin preparations for yourself and your family in case of this type of an emergency. You know, we've been coddled. We've been so comfortable. We just walk in the room and flick on the light. You know, we just walk over to the laptop and press the power button. We just turn on the TV from the remote. We ain't even walking up to the TV and touching it no more. Okay, there's so many things that we've just been so comfy cozy with. And if all of that gets snatched away in a minute, what are you going to do? This is another reason why I keep saying, for those of you who need to, come ye out of the cities. Come out of the city. It's not going to bode well for you. It isn't boding well for you now because so many of you are getting overly radiated with 5G that you're getting sick, you're having demonic thoughts, you're acting out, you're not eating, you're hearing demonic voices in your heads. I get this information. I get people are calling me and emailing me or texting me with all of this information. And we're dealing with what? Frequency. I keep talking about it because you can't visibly see it. That doesn't mean it is not harming you. I'm blessed because where I am, it's not as high. I am not in the city. I am not drowning in Wi-Fi and routers and cell phone towers and all the, I'm not drowning in that anymore. I remember when I was, and I would constantly hear a droning sound in my head day in and day out. Where I am now, that sound has diminished significantly. I hear it, but I don't hear it like I heard it when I was in the city. So I need you all to be careful, okay? And especially when it comes to your children and all these things. You know, I know children need socialization and how important school can be and blah, 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 blah. But I keep urging you to have them homeschooled. If you know someone who's doing homeschooling in their house and they got like maybe 8 or 10 children that come over to their house every day to be homeschooled, take your child over there. Don't put your child in the public school. Why? The public school has Wi-Fi. The public school has Wi-Fi that can be dialed up or down. They were calling it Kawasaki syndrome for a while, children who have COVID-like symptoms and all this kind of stuff. Kawasaki syndrome comes from over-radiation. What bothers me, sidebar, but what bothers me is that too many of us do not take the time out to use our brains to do some research and to look things up. Okay? So you're just taking stuff on face value. You're listening to these punk behind politicians who are flipping and flopping worse than a molded pancake. Every time I turn around, they're saying something different. There's a whole YouTube channel full of Joseph R. Biden's gaffes. He gets stuck. He gets fuzzy. He doesn't know the definition of something. He forgets people's names. I mean, just the other day, this idiot came out and said, oh, over 350 million Americans have been vaccinated with the vaccine. Family, there's only 332 million people in this country. And a whole lot of us have not taken the tenderoni shot. What is Joseph Robinette Biden talking about? And y'all just watch that like, okay. Y'all even know the population on your own planet? You can ask Siri that question. But the big puppeteer gets up and says, over 350 million people have been vaccinated in this country. Baby, I'm so tired. Oh, okay, I'm tired. You know, because they got everybody so excited. Y'all stop looking stuff up. And I guess, you know, I was blessed to have one of those kind of parents. My mother told me two things. One more than two, of course, in my life, because I turned out pretty good. But, and E by Yates and Marion, Louise Bartley has sold my queen, because she was fiercer than fierce, and knowledge was everything, and it reigned supreme in our household with regard to her and my father. So I remember being a small, small child and saying things to her, maybe if it was summertime or I finished my homework. Most of the time it was summertime and there was no school. And I might come to her and say, Mommy, I'm bored. I think I only said that 2 to 3 times in my whole life to her, because on each occasion she would tell me to go read a book. And then I had to damn near do a book report on the book and be able to talk about the contents and the characters of the book when I was done, because I said I was bored. As I got older, one time, I wasn't saying it. Well, I think it might have been my cousin that said, I'm bored. And my mother looked around and said, you know, boring people are bored. You have a brain. You can do anything you want to do. You could write a poem, a story, paint a picture, go outside, run, play ball, jump rope. You could clean up. You could do all kinds of things because you have a brain. So if you're bored, then you must be boring. Dang. So you guys aren't really using your spare time effectively. Not all of you. I love you with everything I have, but I do know not all of you, and I can say that because so many of you signed up for this mess. You believed all the hype and the drama and the propaganda, and yes, I'm making my segue into the craziness because I really needed you to understand, like, y'all should have waited on that. Why in the world would you ever inject or take anything into your body that was unapproved? That's number one. Like, it's experimental. So you signed up to be a lab rat? Really? Because you want to go on a cruise, so you think? You signed up to be a lab rat? So you could maybe just to go back to work for NASA? Really? You signed up to be a lab rat. For what? For money? So you can go to the club? I got friends flying to friendly skies. They ain't got not a jab at all. And some of them didn't even have to take a test to fly. And they're fine and everything is groovy. Hello? I have friends that just came back from Kemet, Nubia, and Sudan. No vaccine necessary. They're fine. Hello? Like, it baffles me because everybody just jumped on the bandwagon of propaganda and BS. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Not checking the statistics. Not even asking. What is in it? Or, what are the possible side effects? I didn't even ask. That's heavy. You didn't ask? It's called informed consent. And you have the right to know. They can put that needle down, get the paperwork, and read to you verbatim what the dangers and the harms are of taking this thing. Then you can decide, do I want to go forward and be crazy, or do I say no and I wait and see what happens and just eat my fruits and vegetables and get some sunshine and be a good person? Maybe I need to cut that meat out my diet. Maybe I need to, like, you know, not mess around with McDonald's, Burger King, and all that. Come on now. So here we are, and the CDC director came out the other day talking about, yeah, well, you know, the fully vaccinated are spreading the virus. They are becoming super spreaders, so we need them to mask up. Meanwhile, you're the same population that just a few months ago they came out and tried to say, oh, if you get all your vaccines, you get your 2 doses and you can just be free. You don't have to wear a mask or anything. You can just go out in the world and do whatever you want to do. Uh-huh. Okay, so I got some stats on that too. Because I'm like, all right, let's go into it. I'm tired of this. And this Delta variant thing and these other now we got Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma, and Lambda. Are we for real? Really? We're morphing and doing, really? 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 Now we like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, really? We're morphing. And part of my candor, I'm not laughing to be disrespectful. I know people are sick for many different reasons all over the world with many different types of ailments. This is just something else. But unfortunately, this something else could have been avoided, did not have to be planned, did not have to be executed, and it's falling apart. Head puppet master came out today talking about we want to vaccinate all of the military. Why would you vaccinate all of the military with an unknown, unapproved vaccine? Hello? Somebody somewhere. Help me. So now, God forbid, we get invaded by China or Russia or somebody else. Everybody going to die or they're going to be too sick to fight? And I've been talking about this for a while. I spoke about this from when it first happened, actually, but I know last year I was talking about Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. John Heckenlively and their book, Plague of Corruption. Awesome book. Gotta buy it. Need to read it. I have it. Awesome. And they just go into all of the things that happen when you inject some people with spike proteins and unknown fetal tissue and all this other kind of stuff, mRNA and all this kind of crap. So now you got somebody else's DNA inside of you, right? But the companies that created this, like, say, a Moderna, which is, you know, Funky Fauci's favorite, now that you've been injected with their mRNA, which is a form of DNA, you become property of them. This is why, who was it talking about the other day? De Blasio, crazy De Blasio in New York City, talking about, I hope we don't have to separate children from their parents. Really? The same people hussing and cussing about what's going on at the border with the separation of children and families. Now you want to talk about separating children and families in New York City due to the vaccine? Are we serious right now? What the hell is going on? Then we got Cuomo, who's, you know, Mr. Touchy-Feely, Mr. Honey Sugar Darling, you know, Mr. Grab You by the Breast and Kiss You Without You Wanting It. Hello. Now we got him talking about, oh, the blacks and Latinos have to go first, have to go first. Not that they should be inoculated first or they need to receive treatment first or any of those things. Check the verbiage. Boo-Boo just said they have to go first. Go where? Because you're talking about going first in terms of getting the injection. That's over because we weren't first. Y'all were. Number two, now y'all going door-to-door in different states and people are getting crickets because nobody wants to sign up for this. But the unfortunate part is that you're using black and brown people to put these little vests on and go door-to-door to ask people to get shot up with an unapproved vaccine. And so they're getting crickets at the door because ain't nobody coming to the door because the hoopla is really over. Now that people are seeing people dropping dead like flies, people getting infected, people having heart problems, palpitations, migraine, vomiting, nerve disorder, spinal disorder, can't walk, legs don't move, people, what? They're like, I'm going to fall back. I'm going to chill. I'm going to eat this orange. How about that? And go sit outside for a while. Because obviously what you thought you were creating to help the situation is making the situation worse. So we're like, just say no. I'm not doing it. So we're not doing it. Now, what's deep, like even I even have a girlfriend who talks about family members and friends who just keep bothering her over and over and over again to get her shot. Meanwhile, they don't feel that good themselves. I know people who have developed chronic migraine, brain fog even. Okay, I met an elder about a week and a half ago, and she was just blaming all of her forgetfulness and brain fog on the fact that she got the shot. She was very upset. Said it to me verbatim. She said, I blame that damn COVID shot from her mouth because she's having trouble focusing and she's sleepy a lot. Come on, fam. Meanwhile, check this out. In the state of Illinois since January, over 200 fully vaccinated people have died. Okay? Over 650 fully vaccinated people are hospitalized in Illinois. That includes Chicago. All right. Apparently in Los Angeles County, LA, in a period of 2 weeks, COVID cases rose 18% for black residents, but they fell for everyone else in the county. What? Excuse me? How does that work? I got to dig in deeper for that one. Because, you know, they keep wanting to say black people are 3 times more infected by COVID than whites. I don't know about that. I'm not seeing that. I'm really not. And even with regard to the people who have become permanently injured and suffered death as a result of their second vaccination, most of those people I keep seeing are white, just so you do know. Apparently, 25% of Los Angeles is vaccinated. But over 3,000 fully vaccinated people were diagnosed with COVID-19. They contracted it, and that's what they were diagnosed with. 3,000 people, fam. Okay. Meanwhile, they want to push the envelope and say that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. How about no? How about no? All right, Israel, the fully vaxxed people are facing a surge in cases, fully vaccinated. Israel catching hell. Israel is deep. God don't like ugly. Y'all done went up in there and stole Palestinian land from beautiful brown and black people and acting like it's all yours, and your little pale faces up in there getting, skin cancer at the highest rate on the planet than anybody else. That's not a coincidence. That's God. Moving forward, in England, 23% of the new coronavirus cases are with fully vaccinated patients. 23% in England. In Singapore, okay, Singapore, 3/4 of the cases are with fully vaccinated patients. 3/4. So you got the whole is 100%. 75%. Of the cases in Singapore right now are with fully vaccinated people. Also in Israel, 60% COVID hospitalizations are with fully vaccinated people. Is anybody listening to me and paying attention to what I'm saying? This is insanity. And these are some real statistics worldwide. Thank you, Dr. Wesley Muhammad. Okay? This is a mess. And I still urge y'all to go check out Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. S-H-E-R-R-I, Tenpenny, T-E-N-P-E-N-N-Y. Sister girl is fierce. She knows what she's talking about. She's the one that said in January, February-ish, that we will begin to see death and real adverse reaction from this vaccine within 3 to 4 months. Well, baby, now it's summertime, and the living ain't easy. Hello? It's summertime. People are dropping like flies. I'm getting Instagram messages from friends and other people who I know were vaccinated dead. Dead! I ain't even talking about paralysis. I'm not even talking about chronic migraine, muscle disorder. I'm not going in into death, y'all. Don't too much Trump death. Maybe it's me, but I haven't had a coffee clutch with Lazarus lately, okay? In other words, these people ain't rising from the dead. They dead, and that's it. And I don't mean to sound so cavalier about it, but I've tried to break this down to the family over a year ago. And so I get a little vehement in my address because I heard all kind of statements from people, well, how do you know? And da-na-na-na-na. And it really annoyed me because I take a lot of time out to do research. I take a lot of time out, fam. Hubby Lish will tell you, sometimes he gets ticked at me because I'm always looking up something or I'm listening to another lecture or I'm writing down statistics that I'm just getting or I'm on the new VAERS report or I'm looking at the CDC website or whatever. I'm covering the gamut so I can make sure that when these moon days come, Mondays come, I can give you the truth because I need the truth to set us free. This is not about me by myself. I feel pretty good, praise God, knock on wood. I feel pretty good. We're doing all right up here. But it hurts my heart when I see people fall. It hurts my heart when I see people who are intelligent, who have degrees even, who might even have letters like PhD after their name or ESQ as an Esquire, as a lawyer, but you went and got the tenderoni shot and you don't feel well because you signed up to be a lab rat. Now, again, you can hit up Dr. Jewel Pookrum. She can give you information, especially on how to maybe, like, reboost your immune system and detox. But another young brother named Yaki Awaken, Y-A-K-H-I Awakening, on Instagram, he is fire, and he is putting together new compounds to help extract the tenderoni shot from your system. He is helping people to detox. People are afraid. He's got more clients in a little bit because everybody went and signed up and got this thing, and now they're not feeling well. They're feeling funny. I told you before, people are even complaining about not being able to feel God anymore. Because, yeah, there's a key agent in this bad boy. You want to know what it's called? It's called luciferase. Luciferase is inside of the tenderoni shot. Hello? What? People are also complaining about being magnetic. Certain objects, metallic, can stick to them now because they don't put this thing inside of them and don't know, really know what it was going to do. And now we have all kinds of situations popping off. Family, this is not funky. So you want to add on to that the fact that we got a planetary system coming this way. You want to add on to that that our climate is shifting. Our poles are shifting. The Earth's axis shifted over 4 degrees. That's a lot of movement for a planet in a short amount of time. Please believe me when I say. The Vatican erected a huge telescope. I can't remember where it is right now. It might be in Chile. I cannot remember where it is. Sorry for that part. But it's called Lucifer. You got Lucifer all over the place. Just so that you know. But yet, this is not an agenda. Yet, this is not a wicked agenda. This isn't a satanic agenda. Really? Really? I got my Austin Powers pinky up to the side of my mouth. Really? Come on, y'all. We got to get it together, fam. We have to. It's imminent right now. I know a lot of us are building on global economics. Some of us are building on sovereignty and indigenous heritage. All that is lovely. But see, I like to deal with things in order of importance. And so if I know that there's a planetary system bearing down on my behind, I need to pay attention to that. I need to give a lot of energy to that to make sure that I'm prepared and that my family is all right and we're going to make it. Okay? I also need to make sure I'm conveying to you all what's really real, what's happening, so that you can also not just save yourself, but help others as well, because we're not in this by ourselves, okay? And it's not a joke. Nibiru is really, really real. People have sightings of it. There are a million pictures of it. People have heard the trumpets of it. The trumpets are deep. They're very ominous. It's a very ominous sound, honey. You listen to it. It's going to go right to your bones. It's nothing funky and fake. You're like, ooh, you can feel it. And like I said last week, what made it so heavy and ominous for me was that I knew I had heard them before. Maybe in another lifetime, I would imagine, but I knew I had heard them before. Fierce. All right, we got wildfires going on out of control. Like I said, Cali been burning, but now we got Turkey and Greece. Turkey and Greece? Are we serious? A Greek island and the coast of Turkey burnt. I watched a video of beachgoers fleeing the beach, packing up umbrellas and all their stuff to run off the beach because the fire crept up the side of the mountain so fast it was on them. It was on them. And I think that hotel probably became toast. This is what's happening. Over 100,000 people were evacuated. People were using rowboats, dinghies, sailboats, whatever they could to get off of the coast, to get off the island, to flee the fire. This is fierce, okay? And forest fires are really not common in Turkey or Greece. I just need to share that, all right? One other thing that we're dealing with is drought and water scarcity in certain areas. And we got snow in places that don't ever get snow. It was 118 degrees in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, and Washington State are really cool states. I mean, cool as in temperature. It really doesn't get hot like it does in Southern California down there. Oakland and places like that, it's cool. It doesn't get that hot. But Portland, Oregon, which is under, right under Washington State, 118 degrees? Come on, y'all. I mentioned before I would touch lightly on the fact that homeless camps are popping up all over these western states, okay? L.A., Phoenix, Portland, Seattle, all over. You've got all of these homeless camps, and one of them was raided in Portland by the police department. They had all their police SUVs, and they were walking alongside, there was a driver that was driving at like maybe 2 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour, and then you had the other officer outside the vehicle with the AR-15 out, ready, pointed, cocked. I'm like, really? You're going to go blow the homeless people away? What are you going to do? What are you doing? But this is also not being televised. You got blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of homeless people in Phoenix, Arizona, and California, and different places, and this is not at all being televised. People have been forced to live in their car, everything. Even if they had a car, some people lost the car. Now they're just living in a tent or under a tarp on the sidewalk, and there's a heat wave. One person talked about how they were driving through and they just couldn't stand the smell because you could smell the urine and the feces from the people who were living in these encampments. And this is L.A., all right? So it's surging, not being televised, and this is all from the onslaught of the pandemic. People are catching a living hell. Lost livelihood, lost income, lost their savings, lost their homes, vehicles, and more. And this is growing. And all I can say is this is America. Lastly, I want to say, because I'm going to open the line, but I want to say that according to the United States Constitution and Supreme Court law, you can't mandate an unapproved vaccine. I'm going to repeat that real quickly. It is against the law to mandate an unapproved vaccine. Even if the president wants to say that this is what he's doing, it's not legal. Okay? It's not legal. So what are we really talking about? Are we throwing the word mandate around like a frisbee and making people panic and afraid, but there's no such thing? Especially when it comes to the Constitution of the United States. You can't even really have a mask mandate. As we know, some people can't wear masks. Some people already have bronchial disorders and what have you. If they got COPD, asthma, you know, chronic bronchitis, or even a phobia of having something over their face. Hi, they can't wear a mask all the time. And there's no legal statute that says that they have to. So Tonight, on this evening, I urge you to please read the United States Constitution and the amendments and the articles. Read it. You can Google it. You don't have to go to D.C. to get it. Read it. Understand what your real rights are. Okay? Overstand what your real rights are. Because they keep throwing stuff around just on face value, and half of it ain't even real. So these things only get power when we give power to them. If we do not give power to them as the people, there is no power. Do you understand that? We really got to get back to that. Some of y'all got a little bamboozled in the last election. You got all excited about Biden and Harris and what have you. These people are not for our interests. They're not for the common good. They don't even know what they're doing. That should be evident. We have a great-grandfather as POTUS. He can't remember anything. No offense, but he really can't. The man had 3 brain surgeries. They took away pieces of his brain 3 times. You think he's really all there? Hello? But y'all voted for him. I didn't. And I'm not trying to scold you, but I'm going to love you like a mother, a real mother. A real mother will love you, even if she got to beat you a little bit. She'll love you. And you'll be thankful for that beating later when you grow up. And sometimes with some people, that's how I have to be, because I cannot just let it go and act as if everything is cookie crunch and fantastic. It is so not. But if you really know what's going on, then you can go and sort of like find your way and avoid the mayhem and the nonsense and the BS. And you can, again, focus on your family and your home and prepare yourself for something else that's bigger that's coming, bigger than this little pandemic, bigger than politics and right wing and left wing on the same stupid bird, bigger than all these other things, even bigger than racism. Yes, I said it, because to me, a planetary system on its way kind of trumps whether somebody white don't like me. Real talk. Because when we're both standing there arguing in the parking lot of the market and we look up and see inbound satellites, planets, and comets, trust me, my color ain't going to mean nothing. How about that? We're both going to be like, holy crap, what do we do? So I'm trying to get us out of these boxes a little bit. I'm not saying that we can't continue to fight for our rights and do what we have to do, but I think that, you know, things have to be prioritized, and I don't think we're prioritizing enough, okay? I just don't. That's just me, but I feel like on a whole, we're kind of not prioritizing the way we need to. And, you know, the blatant emasculation of the black man, which they're using these young rappers to usher in this agenda, is heinous. It's on the list, but it, to me, it still doesn't trump an inbound planet. That's just me. It is something to deal with, and this is why I did put a post out last week saying it's not just that you tell your children don't listen to it. No, listen to it with them and then break it down. But you might have a hard time doing that if you don't really know what to break down. Again, America was the backs of us as of melanated people here, indigenous melanated people from this land, as well as a few imports from Mama Africa and other places. But these were melanated people. Yes? So if we built this nation and now we're constantly under attack in every way, shape, form, and fashion, you have to have that discussion with your child. And yes, sexually as well. If you're not aware of what buck breaking is, look it up and have a conversation with your teenagers about it. Talk about the sex camps. Talk about the other parts of slavery and how they would force mothers and their own sons to have sex in order to produce more children, more slaves. yes, it's disgusting, but you have to talk about it. So then they'll really get the entire picture. And then maybe then Lil Nas X will not be appealing. Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B and them hoes, pardon me, yes, I said it, will not be appealing, and they won't want to listen to it or deal with the propaganda of it. Real talk. Because everybody I just named is being groomed by a white Jewish producer, a white gay Jewish producer. Take that to the bank, honey. It's been going on for a very long time. This is what got Michael Jackson in trouble and killed. Michael Jackson was not a pedophile. Michael Jackson was not gay. Michael Jackson was a different type of human, but he didn't do any of those things, which is why he continued to be vindicated in courts of law. But when he refused the sexual advances of a white, male, gay, Jewish producer, and it was written that nobody refuses the advances of this particular producer, but Michael was like, nah. He made a pass at Mike, and Mike was like, nah, I'm not down. There then began the unfolding of things. So as we look at these young people that are acting out sexually, doing videos with other naked boys in a shower of all places, knowing that the prison population is overwrought with young black males that have to take showers together, and they always made that joke about who dropped the soap and what have you. It's not really funny. But then you have this chocolate black boy and these other black boys butt naked in a video dancing in a shower. Really? The sensationalism of things, the sensationalism even of him kissing another man at the end of his performance in the BET Music Awards. You need to ask yourself, why do they keep using black youth to purport homosexuality in the world? Baby, we got a lot going on. I keep saying it. We got a lot going on. And if you don't know, check it out. Like Biggie Smalls said, now you know. You know, it's not a game, a joke, or a drill. I don't play. I ain't pulling no punches. I'm not making anything up. You can look up everything I just said to you. I encourage you to. I encourage you to go back and rewind. I encourage you to. Share this with friends and family. I encourage you to. All right? So our major things that we got to deal with, like I said, we have a planetary system inbound. How are we going to deal with that? The waters are rising. The rain is falling. The hail is falling. Lightning is stronger. Tsunamis are projected. Earthquakes, all kind of stuff. Tornadoes are way worse. Tornadoes are touching down in places where they ain't never been tornadoes. Hello. We have a lot of worldwide destruction, okay, because Nibiru is on its way. So deal with that. That's number one. Number two, the pandemic issues and the tenderoni shot and what have you. If you are one of those individuals that are regretting what you did and you're not feeling well, please, please look up Yaki Awakening, okay, Y-A-H-K-I Awakening on Instagram. He's a master healer, and he's coming up with amazing compounds to help you detox and get the nanobites and the things out of your bloodstream, out of your body, okay? It's not impossible. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is another medical expert working on the same initiative with her constituents on how to detox the human body of the tenderoni shot. Because we know, y'all ain't doing too good. We overstand. We love you, bless you, and want you to be well. We want everyone to be well. But this is real, fam. So like I said, try to attack these things in order of importance if you can. Okay? Whatever is important in your world. All right? I don't have tenderoni in me, so I'm not shook, and I'm not really having to deal with that. I was outside today for several hours getting direct sunlight, feel all nice and beamed up like the black superhero that I am, and I feel good. That's important. Okay, Hubbylish and I, we get our sunshine. We eat well. Drink water. I got a nice glass of alkaline water next to me that I've been sipping on during this whole show. Like, take care of yourself. Please. You are magnificent and divine. We'd like for you to stick around. Okay? There was a cute song talking about stick around. Baby, you should stick around. Stick around, all right? We want you to stick around. So you got to be well in order to do that. And, again, with regard to that preparedness, check out Dr. Jewel Pookrum on IG or Facebook, or even, I think she even has a regular website. But she has an amazing manual called the Ready and Able Manual, so that you can navigate your way through disasters, okay, when there's no power, when there's no water, when it's cold or when it's hot, whatever you have to do, this manual is powerful. I got mine. Please go get yours for $19.95. All right. So, I'm going to open up Doc's line. Doc, Doc, I hope you're with me. Let's see. 973-640, 973-640, Alamo, are you with me?
Peace, Queen, I'm with you. How are you doing tonight?
Peace, I'm awesome. Thank you, sir. How about you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Excited to be here and trying to multitask and get some stuff done and listen to the program. But as always, you are full of knowledge and you leave a listener impregnated. at the end of each show, I mean, like, just ready to give birth, I tell you.
Nice choice of words.
Indeed, indeed.
I appreciate that, though. I mean, you know, as you very well know, sir, there's just too much going on. Before, I used to say, oh, there's so much going on. Now, nah, it's too much going on right now.
Yeah, and the thing is, it seems like it's all coming at one time, back to back to back to back.
But
you know, I mean, like you say, on despite of everything else, COVID, vaccine, racism, you know, going back, changing laws, you know, the country's in a recession as far as race relations are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
On top of all of that, while we got all of that going on, we got Nibiru and Planet X and, you
mm-hmm.
know, and they tell us that the reptilians are on the way and we're going to get a chance to meet Anu, Inki, and Anil and all of those people and all of those characters that those of us that study that kind of stuff have known about
mm-hmm.
for years. So it's a very exciting time. It's interesting to see what's going on. But more than anything else, with everything that is going on, I ask myself, and I encourage everybody else to do the same thing, is to begin to ask yourself, why are you here now?
Mm.
What is my purpose? What is your purpose for being here, for being alive, for being conscious now? At this time, 2021, according to the Gregorian calendar.
Right.
You know, even in that. You know, I think it's time for us to seek purpose.
Right.
Because
very
there's
much
a lot
so.
Going on, and then we got to decide. What are we going to be? And I would imagine that whoever we are, we'll still be that. If we're people that sit on the side and wait to see what happens, then that's what we're going to do. If we're people that see what happens and take action, then that's probably what we'll, you know, you'll continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
We just hope that we're able to come together and wake up as, you know, this is the beginning of the awakening.
Right.
You know, this is just the beginning. I think we mentioned that last week that it's 2,160 years in a cycle.
Yes, yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
In a new age, or in a new dispensation,
mm-hmm.
or what we're in now as being the age of Aquarius. But in that 2,160-year cycle, we are only in year 21. So we're still in our embryonic stage of consciousness of waking up. We have not yet even gotten to the place where we are fully awoken. Now, I got to say that everything that's going on might be an all-out concerted effort to suppress that awakening.
Right.
When we look at what they, you know, what we're being told and what we're understanding that are in these vaccines and how these vaccines work and how they will manipulate the DNA.
Right.
This week I have been taken back by the fact I've come to find out that in 2013, and I don't know if we talked about this before I came on, but in 2013 the Supreme Court ruled that you could not patent DNA.
Okay.
Because DNA was a natural source. It belonged to God. It was part of your God consciousness.
Right.
Now, but if you was able to somehow or another to manipulate the DNA.
Right.
That you can patent. Okay?
Yep.
And so if they have been able to manipulate your DNA with this mRNA vaccine, which is about manipulating the DNA, they have now modified the DNA, and the people who did the modification have a patent on that modification and now own your DNA. Which means that they now own you. Another thing, your DNA is spread from generation to generation.
Right.
So if they own a patent, when you appropriate and reproduce, that embryo is carrying, is going to be formulated by that manipulated DNA, which somebody else owns.
Come on.
This is an attempt to steal your soul, all right?
Yep.
Now, when we understand, like UCC rules and things of that nature, and we understand that everything is based on corporate law, everything is based on maritime admiralty law, and that they've created straw men that they will attach you to so that they can tax you and get money out of you. And who you see in the credit card and the birth certificates and all of that is not really you, but a corporate entity that they set up. That's
Come
a
on.
Straw man. That's a big fictitious corporation that represents you. They had to do that because they could not take you as the soul, you as the God. Now, what they did was the Catholic Church, and you can look all of this up, and I know it may sound crazy, but I'm going deeper into it. But the Catholic Church claims all lost souls at sea. Remember now, maritime admiralty law, so we're talking about the law of the water or the law of the sea.
Yes.
They take all, they claim all lost souls at sea. It's a play on words. And now they have been able to manipulate the DNA and patent. And some people are not even calling it a vaccine. They're calling it an operating system.
Hmm.
One guy was online today with an ultraviolet light, putting it on his arm, watching his arm light up where he got the shot.
Come on.
Watching his arm light up, and you can see in his arm a couple of veins that was now blue.
Hmm.
Turquoise, like ultraviolet blue, like a neon blue. His blood in his veins, as you can see it through ultraviolet light now that he's gotten the shot. So we only share these things, you know, you can do what you want to do. But as for me, I'm like David, as me and my house, we're going to wait.
Okay.
We're going to wait, and we're going to see what happens, because I just don't know. I just don't know.
Right. And like you said, if you are you're one who has received these things and they're now floating around in your body and, you know, they were able to put a patent on this vaccine, even though you can't patent nature, which is RNA, mRNA, and DNA, but because the way they've been able to synthesize it and do all the different things to it, once it's injected into the other person, then pow, that other person becomes like property of the pharmaceutical company, if you will. People do not really realize that. It's really sad because they just don't get it. They
right.
don't get it.
So think about what you said, that there's people that are saying that they don't feel God.
Yeah.
Right? So what does that? What are they doing? They're trying to cut off that God connection, especially now during this age of Aquarius, where it's the age of awakening, the age of enlightenment, the age of information.
Yes.
And they see what's going on. And so but they've been planning this for a very long time.
For a long, long time.
For a very long time. And this is just the beginning because, you know, I tell people from what I'm hearing and what we see, and think about what you've seen in the movies, okay, and then times it by two.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what you've seen in the movie, then times it by two.
Right, right.
They got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of caskets already lined up.
Come on.
Okay. Waiting for bodies. You know, they know what's going on. You know, they that's what I can say, that they know what's going on. You know, they're affecting the food. All right, they're affecting the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they're gonna be making it harder. You know what I mean? To get food. So that's why we better start preparing. We better learn how to get these urban gardens and grow some stuff in the kitchen.
No, seriously. We keep talking about that.
No, real talk, because...
Serious. It's real serious.
I hate to say it, I never would have thought, but it really looks like that. This is what's coming down the line. You know, I was told somebody, I was looking at a video the other day, and it's a guy who drives an oil truck. And he's gotten the oil, he's picking the oil up from the refinery and dumping it in the road.
Oh, Lord.
Just dumping it. And he's doing the videos showing people how he's dumping it because these are the orders that he got from upstairs. He calls his boss. So everybody can hear. Listen, my orders, I got orders just to dump this, not to deliver the gas, not to deliver the fuel, but to dump it. What is that about? That don't make no sense. Da-da-da-da-da. And know what his boss told him? Just follow orders. Don't ask no questions. Follow. I mean, you can hear it. You guys got it on speaker.
Wow.
And he's like, folks, I don't know what's going on. This makes absolutely no sense. But I got a truck full of oil, truck full of fuel, and they're telling me to dump it. And this is what's been going on all week, he said. This has been going on all week.
Wow. Yeah, and again, like we keep saying, whew, like so nowadays it's like the truth is stranger than fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I had put that in, and it's so real. It's so real. People are not getting it. People are just not getting it, and the hype is confusing people with other things. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And one thing I want to talk about, just touch real quick, because you mentioned, and I want to bring in the Reverend. I see him. I'm like, hey, Reverend, why we're here, why we're here at this moment in time, why are we in flesh? Why are our souls encased in these wonderful bodies? What is it all about for us right now? And I think that's a beautiful question to ask humanity. Why do you think you're here? What's your purpose? I know mine, and I know you know yours, but I think it's really, really, really deep because, like I said, I have two friends that just came back from Kemet. They had a wonderful time. And then the other night, Dr. Kaba Kamene, And his page on Instagram is just Kaba Kamene, K-A-B-A-K-A-M-E-N-E. I love this brother. He's out of Chicago. He's an elder, master teacher on our history and everything about us. Amazing human being. He's a teacher, a lecturer, everything, researcher, so on. Boo Boo had the audacity, and I mean the beautiful utmost audacity, to do a live Instagram video with a brother named Omega Axel. Omega Axel is another historian who has taken the torch from our dear brother, Renoko Rashidi, who passed away a couple of Mondays ago. You know Renoko Rashidi. He's the one basically just went all around the earth and showed all the black people everywhere in every pocket and corner of the earth. Black people of Iran, Iraq, Vietnam, India, the Galapagos Islands, Australia, everywhere, Mexico, everywhere, Central America, South America, everywhere. He went all over the globe, and he would take these amazing trips and have people come with him so he could break down the African presence globally. So, unfortunately, he transitioned a couple of weeks ago. Probably a week and a half at this point. But, you know, our brother will greatly be missed. But this young brother, Omega Axel, has taken the torch from him. And literally, because he met him in London when Renoko came and gave a lecture in London. And he pointed to him and he was like, I need you to take this torch. You know, Renoko unfortunately had heart problems. And so it was heavy. As soon as they landed in Kemet, this last trip, it was him, Omega Axel, and a few other people coming to, you know, to learn and experience Kemet. He passed, and he passed in Kemet, which is magical to me. So Dr. Kaba Kamene, also known in the back in the day as Booker T. Coleman or Dr. Hiawatha, but his name is Kaba Kamene. People evolve as they get enlightened, okay? And so he did a live with Omega Axel at the Giza Plateau. And the video is like, how long is this video? Yo, this bad boy is long. Give me a minute and I'll tell you how long it is. But they're actually having the dopest live at the foothills and the feet of the Great Pyramid of Khufu, the Pyramid of Snefru, the three pyramids on the side of the Great Pyramid that were dedicated to Khufu's wife, the queen, and his daughters, the Meri, if you will, which means beautiful. And it was so powerful because it's the type of thing where if you have never gone to Kemet or you can't get there or you don't know if you're going to get there, you need to watch this live. It is over 2 hours long. I don't even know how they got it that long, but they did. It is 124 minutes, and it is mind-blowing because it's in real time and it's live, and he is there, and he goes to the Sphinx as well. Oh, it's incredible. It's so empowering and so beautiful, and it was like a good shot for me, if you will, because it just reflected on my purpose. It reflected on our greatness, why we're here, who we are, how multiplicitous we are as beings and entities, how brilliant, we are as melanated beings, and that our story goes back millennia. You know, I'm one of those individuals who've been brought up to know that the Sphinx is over 56,000 years old. Old. Okay? So in order for the Sphinx to be 56,000 years old, Lord knows we're older than that. We've been coming and going from this plane of reality, a.k.a. this planet, to experience and to learn and to grow and to become more enlightened with each time. And so now that we're here and we're on, you know, at the beginning of this age of Aquarius and we've got Nibiru coming in, this is a majestic time to be alive. And so although there is a campaign to depopulate the planet and, you know, jab up people with all kind of, you know, funky juices and things, those of us who still stand on our square are having the time of our lives because it's all meant for these moments. And the knowledge and the wisdom that we've acquired along the way that we can share with the family to help enlighten, embolden, strengthen, and love and nourish the family, I think it's so pertinent. It's not funny. So if anybody does get an opportunity to go to Kaba Kamene's page and check out his long 2-hour-plus video of the young brother riding his bicycle from pyramid to pyramid, or we call them Merkabas, okay, from Merkaba to Merkaba, and including the Sphinx, and break down so much of our story in between. It was one of the best things I've seen in years, honestly. And so I knew I had one more thing I had to share because that right there blew me wide open, made me feel so proud and so excited and so happy. And I, for one, don't believe that the Anunnaki are necessarily reptilians. I don't know why, but I don't have that in me. I have them as being a little bit more humanoid and that they could also possibly take on other animal looks, if you will, but I don't see them as being reptilian. I know the Draconians, I think, are reptilian from the Draconis star system, but from what I know about Anu, Enki, Enlil, and Ninhursag, the whole crew, no, they're just melanated people from what I get. They're just highly intellectual and way past us in terms of ability and science and technology. But I don't have them as being reptilian. I don't know. I don't have that. So we will see, won't we? But because apparently one of the satellites isn't a satellite. It's actually like a huge spaceship. And so that's where the Anunnaki reside. So we shall see. But I'm excited either way. I know I have intentions of love and goodness in my heart and in my soul. That's how I vibrate. And so whatever happens, I'm rolling with that energy. I'm not going to roll with fear. I'm not going to roll with hate or disdain for something I can't understand or I don't seem to understand, because I kind of do understand and understand because I researched them. I have the books. I have the literature. So I'm not afraid. You know, who's to say they're not here to come and to pick us up? How about that? So, and take us away from all this madness. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. We shall see. That's all I know is that we shall see. You know what I mean? But I'm going to open the line of the Reverend because I can't get cut by the Rev. 914-363, 914-363, mighty Ron Robinson. Are you there, Reverend?
Well, I'm going to look for him when I find him. I'm going to get on the phone, brother. They're calling your name. Definitely, here I is. So good to be back with you after so long, long time. And, you know, blessings and all that good stuff, you know.
Thank you, sir.
That which God had blessed you with and your hubby with as well. You know what? You know, things are deep, and sometimes things are too deep for people to it scares mm-hmm. them. So, like, when you and Dr. Wimp want to talk about the things in which you talk about in the terms of it, sometimes when it's unusual to a person, it makes them feel a little geary, scared. But the fact of the matter is, people, check your history.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery was not over. Emancipation Proclamation did not end slavery. It ended it in terms of your psychology or your environment or whatever makes you feel good, but when you look at it satirically, it never stopped. And the Bible talks about rulers of darkness and principalities and all these people that want to control above and beyond God. The serpent wanted to do what? He wanted Eve to understand there was something missing,
mm-hmm.
that she didn't understand, that she can be in control. She was all about control.
You dig what I'm coming from? It wasn't just about saying, you know, Eve, listen, you can go out here and you can get fabulous clothes and you can drive a fabulous car and you can have a fabulous time dancing at the club and hanging out. No, he said you can control as well as he convinced her that Adam was doing something on that level. So everything, if you look at any of these extensive, external, universal, spiritual deviants, it was all about controlling the person's soul. Beyond your mind, they want your soul, because the soul is the inner energy of the individual. If you notice, companies will tell you, do not kill the soul or the spirit of the workers.
Right.
They use that term, not in satirically in terms of what you and I understand it to be, but we all understand that the people have souls. Beyond their mental control, if you can get to their soul, if you can damage their soul, and most people that you see that would do anything, that would end up in any condition, a person that lives in a box, come on, y'all, a person that lives on a train station in New York City for hundreds of days, come on, y'all, something is missing. They ain't got no soul. When you see brothers and sisters out there, mind, they don't been drugged up so extensively that they don't even know what day it is. They don't care to take a bath, brush their teeth, comb their hair. They just gone. Their soul is gone. And when you look at these people, if you're really a spiritual person, you see a soulless person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The divine order of darkness is to destroy mankind, not on a physical level, but on a spiritual level, because they know once they get that, they got you. They got you. And that's what Dr. Wimbaugh was talking about. These people want these people's soul. They don't charge your body. They don't enslave you. They don't drug you up. They don't alcoholic you up. They don't put you in jails. They did everything they could to your physical body, and you still come out strong. So what's the next thing I have to get? I got to get to that soul to destroy the people I do not lack.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about 25 people in the United States of America controlling 99% or maybe 100% of the wealth, that's you creating a mad scientist.
Yep.
You're creating a person that is so deviant and so bored that the next thing is nothing else for them to achieve. They can't buy any more houses. They can't buy any more banks. They can't create no more poverty, okay? They want to now get to the people's soul. They want to control your mind, your body, your soul. They want who heal who they want to be here, and they want who to go have to go. That's how bad it is right now. But psychologically, people don't understand something. And I said this many, many years ago, 30 years ago, I said, poverty is going to be the destruction of mankind. And if you watch it, they take every damn thing away from you. Then they say, oh, you know what? I feel so bad. Take this. They're buying you out.
Buying you,
because they know when this pandemic come and this vaccine come, if you ain't got a pot to piss in the winter, throw it out. All they got to do is tell you, you know what? What are they offering now in most states? If you take the vaccine, oh, you can go win a lottery ticket for $100,000. Or we're offering you a discount on this. Or we're getting discounts. Mm-hmm. They're offering people now monies
to take the
vaccination, prizes, cars, homes, except. But they know one thing, what? People are impoverished. So when people in our community turn around and tell me, because of the fact of the matter is, I want to control some kind of economy for myself, that I'm just like Babylon, I'm just like the evil white man. But let me tell you something, baby. If you can't fight money with poverty, you can't go around fighting people with money, with food stamps and stimulus checks, it ain't going to work, baby. If you can't control some of your economy, some of yourself, the economics is where it's at right now. Why do you think, here's a statistics from New York Times, the economic status that came from the government economy data. They said the average white man without high school diploma makes $10,000 to $15,000 more than a black person with a college degree or university degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're working 90% of the time. And when they lose a job, they get a job in a week or two. When a black person loses a job, it takes him a year to 2 years to find the next job. When a black person loses a job, he has to have substantial more experience and background than he had when he left that last job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what's that all about? That's driving you into poverty. Dr. Dorothy P. Brown, the professor of accounting and law, she took her mother and father as an example. For 25 years, she checked this thing called the economy and these tax codes, and she found out her mother and father was being impoverished. They were losing $10,000 a year, while the similar white families, equal everything, was getting $25,000 to $30,000 increase in their economics, in their savings, in their bank account, while her
mm-hmm.
mother and father were losing $20,000 to $25,000. She said, "What the mm-hmm. hell's going on here? My mother and father doing nothing different than them. Why are they doing this?" And then she checked it for 25 years. She did an investigation, and she found tax codes that deviate from economic stability in the black community. It takes
okay.
away from us. It's not giving us. So people, what do y'all think? They will get to you by any means necessary. If it's a spiritual darkness or rulers of accounting, but they know that once you lose everything you have, you're going to lose your damn mind. And once you lose your mind, they're coming for you, baby. That's the plan. But what I hear from brothers and sisters strategically devouring the understanding of the creation of God and the universe and how it is, but I'm not hearing nobody come up with no strategic plan to overcome these circumstances. We got a plan. Like they plan, we got a plan. What our plan got to be, if their plan is to impoverish every black person and put them in a very devastating economic situation, our plan got to be to make sure they work. And you can't do that with no money. You got to have control of some kind of finances. We have $2.3 trillion to the gross national product, but we ain't got a pot to piss in the wind to throw it out. Doesn't that tell you something?
Oh, yeah.
Let the white man contribute. White man don't contribute $2.3 trillion to the gross national product. Why? Because they ain't buying every damn thing. They're not.
No.
They're not going to do it. They got a different economic plan. Every dime, Warren Buffett put every dime that he owns into investments that bring him back money. He only claims $5,000 a year income. Every damn thing he owns is on loan.
Yep.
That's the trick of the economic trade to become richer. He got $100 million. He got $100 billion in equity of his collateral that belongs to him. But he only claims $5,000 a year income, and he only pays $365 in taxes. Now y'all go figure that one out. And when you go in business for yourself, you might can't do the similar as deep as he's doing it because he has his economic level and as long as he's been doing it. But you can have similar returns, similar reaction to your economic situation as well, for lack of a better word. But I'm just saying this: I knew poverty is going to be the pimping thing that's going to control poverty. They poverty pimps. Look at the Democrats. The Democrats give you. Because then they tell you what to do, who to vote for, how to vote. Look
mm-hmm.
at this, love this, do that. The Republicans said, "Damn, you ain't got nothing, you ain't gonna get nothing. You better listen to what I'm saying." They bogarting and bullying, and the Democrats are acting like they're your grandmother. At the same time, they're using you. It's poverty pimping. The church is poverty pimping. A lot of unfortunate. I have to say this: a lot of these black leaders over here are poverty pimps. The system is poverty pimping on everybody. They're putting everybody into a devastating economic situation. Not only black people, Spanish people, Indian people, people of color, it's white poor people at the most.
Oh, of course.
But they don't talk about it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying this to say this, people. You know what? It got to come a situation where those who are poor and out of economic status or stability, those who are in that kind of complacent situation, and all you black folks have got a couple of dollars, watch out. Because if they're not stable, you ain't stable. Your billionaires, millionaires, black people can lose their money, mañana, tomorrow. It's not that complicated for them to do it, and they know they skating on thin ice. That's why you find the Oprahs and the Jay-Z's and the Eddie C. Browns and Sheila Johnson. That two people, if you don't know it, you better get to know it. The only two black people in the world that's a part of the one percenters, Sheila Johnson and Eddie C. Brown. Go check it out. All right? Go check it out. Brown Management Brown Capital Management, one of the largest capital managements in this world. He's a black man born to a 13-year-old mother growing up in dirt poor Florida, Tallahassee, okay? Mm-hmm. But look where he's at now, all right? I'm telling y'all, listen, if you got some sense, get some, whatever Massa is giving you, stimulus or whatever, invest it. Turn it over. Make some mo out of it. Don't spend it till you ain't got nothing. The next thing you know, you begging somebody for $1 to get a soda. That's not how financial situations work in America. Learn about the economy in America. Learn how it manifests itself. Learn, read these books from these rich folks. They writing these books and they telling you everything, but they figure you ain't gonna read it any damn way, so it ain't gonna hurt them. But read about the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates and these 25 richest families in America. Read about how they got their wealth, how they keep their wealth, what's going on. And that'll tell you why we're at where we're at now with vaccinations, control, mental, physical, psychological, physiological. We're here because somebody wants every damn thing. They're not satisfied with what they got. They want to have it so that when they walk down the street and they turn every damn turn of their neighborhood, ain't no niggers, ain't no poor, ain't no crack, ain't no alcoholism. They want to clean up something that they created. That's what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they pay $28 million to go up to the moon? They're trying to figure out where the next place they could go where they can just be all of them, lily white and rich. That's the protocol right now. And all this stuff brings us to where we're at right now. They feel it's too many people, 8-point-something billions of people on the earth, the capacity of the earth to hold. People even know this. The earth has a capacity. If y'all don't know that the earth has a capacity, land mass can only hold but X amount of people. Water can only sustain. Water is a life. Water is life. Like Sister Amina said, she's drinking her water. Water is life. But water can sustain but X amount of people. You understand where I'm coming from? Y'all gotta understand this. The air cannot sustain but X amount of people. These people have studied science, they have studied environment, they have studied air, water, land, and every damn thing. And they understand that if we keep growing and growing and growing, nobody's gonna have no air, nobody's gonna have no water, there will be no land. So they feel threatened that they need to decrease the population so that those things in which we have. Look at some of these islands. I used to go to Dominican Republic, beautiful, about 15 years ago, beautiful beaches, clean. They look like dumps now. They look like garbage dumps. Mm. You go to India. I lived in India and Pakistan and Bangladesh for a while. The water years ago, 25 years ago, the water was clean. Now it's dirty. It's nasty. The people are washing and cooking right in the water. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
These are the conditions that these people feel that they can control. They can get rid of these people that they don't need. Number one, they put you into that social conditioning. Poverty didn't just grow naturally. They're creating it.
Oh yeah,
They got the methodology how to do it. They societies are psychologically socialized, people. Governments are psychologically socialized. That's why they tell you put your damn hand on your heart when the song is played. Put glory to the flag. That's psychological control. That's control. They don't give a damn. You think Trump don't put his hand up on no damn flag and he don't sing no damn song. He could give goddamn less. But he wants you to do it because why? He wants to control you. It's control, people. When you go to church and the minister says, everybody get up and say, thank you, Jesus, and you all jump up, then he say, well, you know, now, people, Sister Pearl of that song, we're going to have our offering right now, everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Control. Uh-huh. When the rappers go in the concert, they say, everybody put your hands up, ring like you just don't care, and say, yeah, that's control. Controlling the crowd. Simon says what? Simon says not. Dig where I'm coming from? People, it's all about control, and that's what I see. It's about control, but it's unfortunate to me, people not learning nothing, you know, and sometimes you get tired of talking about it, and when you talk about the deep stuff like you and Dr. Winborn talk about, they see that as some kind of ritual, some kind of strange thing, something that's out of the ordinary, and they don't get to learn. So a lot of things, people, well, at least try to learn the basic things. Try to learn this. One thing I learned as a child, in South Carolina, that saved my black behind. I learned that the situation I'm in was strange. I wasn't comfortable with living in South Carolina. I wasn't comfortable in the back of the bus. I wasn't comfortable with the white, black man, Negro colored water. I wasn't comfortable being a nigger. I wasn't comfortable being told that I cannot achieve anything academically. I got to do the marginal stuff and work for the government or work in some goddamn field and pick cotton on my damn life. I was uncomfortable. But you know something, sister? We're getting too goddamn comfortable. We're getting too comfortable with you. Everybody should be upset that you got to get a goddamn stimulus so you can live. And then somebody got to put a moratorium on rent so you can live longer. But when the thing is over, who gonna pay your rent? Who gonna pay the mortgage for the landlord? So he had to throw you. He gonna get thrown out, and he gonna throw you out at the same time. So all of y'all gonna be out. But we're getting too comfortable with these idiotic programs that they keep throwing at us, and it's our goddamn money. Where you think they get the money from, people? They're not coming out. They're banks and giving it to you. The money is generated by us, the people. And like Queen Amina say, until we get together and learn to take this mother back, what belongs to us, the Bible says give Caesar what's due Caesar's, but I'm sure God is saying what belongs to you, goddammit, keep it.
Right.
So that's where we're at right now.
Yep. And that's why I was talking about sustainability. I'm talking about preparing yourself and knowing what you need to do. There's also a brother on YouTube called Lead Farmer, LEADFARMER 73 on YouTube. He does amazing things dealing with, like, how to purify ocean water, how to dry your food, all kind of things. Like, if you really want to know, you can find out. And lastly, I want to say people who need law advice or if you need to understand more of the law when it comes to the pandemic mess, you can look up FACTS, F-A-C-T-S, Law, L-A-W, Truth, T-R-U-T-H, Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, on Instagram. Facts, Law, Truth, Justice, all one word on Instagram. This is a young lady out of California. She's an attorney. She goes in. Like, y'all have to understand what your rights are, as well as, you know, when these mandates and all these other little things are thrown around. What does it mean? How does it affect you? And how can you fight it? So, you know, what's always amazing, these 2 hours go by so fast. You know, I thank you, Reverend. I thank you, Doctor, for being on and for sharing your commentary and expertise with the family tonight.
Thank you. I'm back.
Yeah, no doubt. But everything we're talking about is so relevant. We're going to continue to touch on these things in the weeks to come. But I just need the family to just really be aware, you know, and just like the Reverend said, you know, people getting really comfortable with these stimulus packages and these PPP loans and all this kind of stuff. And when you got to pay that back, or like you said, they're putting these referendums on rent control and what have you, but now that that's up, a lot of y'all fitting to be homeless, you got to figure out what you're going to do. And a GoFundMe page is not going to happen for all of you. It is not. I already know that. Okay, only certain people that's going to happen to, and some people it's not going to happen for at all. So you better have a plan A, B, C, and D as to what you're really going to do, because this is real right now. And even though we can make jokes about Biden and Cuomo and Harris and whoever, they're getting paid. These people are millionaires. Joe Biden is a millionaire. He might even be a billionaire. I'm not sure. I told you before, Nancy Pelosi, millionaire. Like, these people got their money. So you better figure out how you're going to rock and have and keep and sustain and make more of your own. And, you know, the time is coming for us to just really come together. We're going to have to trust each other a bit more, fam. We're going to have to trust each other, okay, and do things, deal in righteousness, because the unrighteous ain't going to make it anyway. So please, I urge you to be righteous. I urge you to come away from the wicked things. I urge you, to take pride in yourself, in your body, in your health. And like he said, you know, make sure you're bathing yourself. Another way for you to have bad spirits try to come into your mind and into your cipher is when you don't bathe. Very simple. So like he said, a lot of soulless people, ain't been bathing, don't brush their teeth, and don't keep themselves up. Remember, cleanliness is next to godliness. Remember that one? Hi. So we got to keep aiming high, family. We have to. We have to. Because the world can't make it really without us. And these entities that are trying to seek control and, like I said, create chemtrails and hide incoming planets and giving us a fake sun and all this kind of stuff that's happening, we still know better than they do. So we need to rise and shine is what I'm talking about. You know, it's my honor and my privilege to be here with you all on Mondays and on tonight. I thank you so much for tuning in. Our shows are always archived. If you want to share them with anybody, you can. Please feel free. Again, I thank you all for the donations that you give me. It's really appreciated because I'm always buying more books and I'm always attending more lectures and buying DVDs and different things like that. So your contributions help a whole lot when it comes time for me to get additional information that I have to pay for. I really appreciate you all. Thank you for your time and your energy. Just a quick shout out to 272-219-929-206, 973-640, of course, 914-363, of course, 708-475, thank you. Everybody, thank you for being in the queue. Anybody who's online and can hear me, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We love you. I thank you. I urge you to take care of yourself. If you are, take better care of yourself. You're welcome, Sister Dawn. You're so beautiful. You're welcome. Again, look up Dr. Jewel Pookrum. Get your Able and Ready manual. It's only $19.95. And, you know, stock up on your water, your non-perishables, your flashlights, your batteries, different things like that. Like I said, if nothing happens, awesome. But if something happens and you ain't ready, it ain't going to be cute. So get yourself ready, all right, and be amazing and fantastic in the world. You're divine no matter what is going on. Tap into your energies and learn how to manifest the reality that you really desire. And that comes through right thought, okay? That comes through mantras and repeating sentences and sayings over and over again and claiming the greatness and the love and the happiness that you know you deserve and that you need. Okay, your mind controls your reality, so get a hold of it and project the reality that you desire so you can manifest that for yourself and your family and your world, okay? We are so beautiful and so amazing. Just be that beautiful, amazing self that you are. Keep the Most High in your heart and your mind and do the best that you can. Always do your best. The universe is always watching. So I thank you so much. I bless everybody. And, you know, again, if you need to listen to some awesome, wonderful music, please go to SoundCloud.com, and look up DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCONTROLL, and get your life, honey. Okay, music is an amazing vibration that we can use to heal and uplift ourselves, and his mixes are so beautiful and so enlightening and just get you through the day, get you through your drive, get you through your cleaning or your workout or whatever you're doing. The music is beautiful and it's awesome. The babies can listen to it. It's all good. So do your best to, you know, raise your frequency, fam. Raise your frequency and keep it high. All right? Be love and light. Be the divine entity that you are. Nobody can be you except you. So shine brightly, love. Shine brightly. And God willing, God is willing, I will be back next Monday. Same beautiful Nubian time, same beautiful Nubian channel, okay, 7 p.m. on the Neo Nation Network. I also encourage you to listen to other shows on the Neo Nation Network. It's powerful, all right? So come and get your wisdom and your enlightenment and your love and your financial advice and all types of things are happening on the Neo Nation Network, all right? So get into it. And when you also get an opportunity, please go to myprojectneo.org, Neo as in N-E-O. Wonderful things are happening. Beautiful initiatives and empowerment are happening. So it is time for us to come together, family. Let's do what we got to do and make our magic happen. You know, we're divine. We're beautiful. We're powerful. We're more powerful than we even understand. So let's just get there and do it. Let's just do it. All right?
Have a blessed week. Stay blessed and beautiful. Help the babies, smile at strangers, and help your elderly people. All right, we are one. We are one all across this beautiful, beautiful globe and throughout all of the galaxy and other galaxies. We are still one because we're all made by the Creator. So bless you. Thank you. I am Queen Amina. You have been listening to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. Have an awesome week ahead. And like I said, keep shining, fam. Keep shining. I'm going to end with this week because I loved it last week. So, all right. Stay blessed, fam. One love. Peace.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. In a bold world for me, yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Peace, fam. Have a blessed one. One love.